Welcome back to you live and local. Aaron Kick here with you this evening. Hope you all are having a good one so far. We got an exciting show for you tonight because we are joined in the studio by a special guest. Chessa Rich has a debut album called Deeper Sleeper, which is coming out on Friday later this month on April 29th. She's going to be at Cat's Cradle Backroom for an album release show along with Skylar Gadaz. A few singles have already dropped, and they are fantastic, and I'm super excited to hear the full album later on this week. But we've got Chessa Rich here in the studio, supported by Joseph Terrell, who's also here in the studio as well. Thank you both so much for being with us tonight. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Psyched to be here.
Yeah. Super, super excited about the album. The songs so far have been fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to it. Let's hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
Okay. We're going to hear Mary.
Awesome.
Which is the last track on the record.
Go for it.
Lying on distant waves, the changing shoreline. I remember more than usual, watching the moments of my lifetime fly. Around the collards and pattern sheets on the clothesline,
so good.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chessa Rich playing live songs off of the album Deeper Sleeper, which is coming out on Friday. We are going to have more from Chessa plus more music when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio tonight, joined by Chessa Rich, who's got a brand new album coming out this week. It's called Deeper Sleeper. Some singles have already dropped earlier this year, and they're fantastic. The album's out on Friday, album release show at Cat's Cradle Backroom later this month on April 29th. That's a Saturday, along with Skylar Gadaz. Mark your calendars for that. Chessa, again, thank you so much for being in the studio tonight.
Thank you so much for having us. This is very fun.
Yeah. I was looking at, it's coming out through Sleepy Cat Records, and I was on the website reading about the album. You recorded this 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Which, like, what has that been like for you, like, knowing that it's done and ready or close to being ready, and now, like, the day, the week is finally here?
It's pretty wild.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's totally wild. Yeah, because really, the thing that happens this week is now the whole album is on the internet. You know, like, I don't have the vinyl yet. The vinyl will be here by the show.
Right.
CDs will be here by the show. Those things don't exist yet, though. and the record's been on the internet for me for, like, a year and a half.
Right, right.
So, yeah, so it's kind of wild. Yeah, we recorded it in March 2021, and all of us, like, had just gotten our first dose of the vaccine, like, the literal day before we, like, left to go record.
Right,
it
right.
was in that time where it was still very scary, very weird. Yeah, it was pretty wild.
And the album is called Deeper Sleeper, and kind of the theme is sleeping and dreaming, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I was diagnosed with sleep apnea, like, maybe a year and a half ago. And that sort of...
Wait, after recording?
After...
Okay.
Yeah. And it's funny, because, so, this next song that I'm going to play, Sleeping is Easier, is kind
which
of...
Which I love, by the way.
Thank
Great
you.
Great song.
Thank you. Yeah. So that one was written in, like, 2016, and I wasn't diagnosed with sleep apnea until, like, last year.
Okay.
So getting that diagnosis, and I think a lot of... This happens with sort of, like, more chronic illnesses to a lot of people. It's like, when you get diagnosed, you're like, oh, I'm not lazy. I'm not, like, and it just, like, explains a lot of things.
Oh, that's what it's been the whole time.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
so it's
yeah.
funny that there are songs that I wrote, like, literally 6 years ago that were about this same thing.
So since these songs are now, or the recording of it is now 2 years old, and some of the songs are 6 or 7 years old, like, mm-hmm. do they hit differently for you now in 2023, like, given the world as it is and given where you are just, like, personally versus when they were recorded or when you wrote them?
Yeah. I think, so, the Sleeping is Easier is definitely the oldest one. Most of them are written in the past, like, 3 or 4 years, which is honestly sometimes typical of records, you know? Like, the record release process is off, especially having it be my first one, I was like, I want to find people that will help me put it out. So like, it's I wouldn't say it's super rare that songs were written or recorded at least a year before, you know, they come
right,
out.
Right, right.
But a lot of them really went through a transformation in the studio. So one of them that I'm going to play today, actually, I like wrote on acoustic guitar. I'm going to play it on acoustic guitar, but the recording is very different from
yeah,
that. So
yeah.
It kind of does feel like it's taken on a new life. And a lot of these new versions I will be playing with a full band for the first time at this release show. So
nice.
That's very exciting.
So who came together on the album then?
So it was Alex Bingham played bass. Jay Hammond. So Alex Bingham plays in His Gold Messenger and a lot of different bands around. Jay Hammond, who also has a record out on Sleepy Cat and is about to put one out with our friend Andy Stack. Sleepy Cat, he played guitar. Saman Gajinian, founder and record executive of Sleepy Cat Records,
right, right.
Engineered. And Shane Leonard produced and also played drums.
Cool.
And Joseph Terrell played.
Who is here
who
right
is here
now?
With us as we speak. He came and was on snack duty and sang on some crucial background.
That is the most important role in the whole album,
thank
right?
You for understanding.
Here. Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Speaking with Chesa Rich, Joseph Terrell here as well, also with a new album coming out later on this year too, right?
True.
Which eventually we'll have you back in the studio later on this year when that's out, because those songs are fantastic too. But let's hear another song, Sleeping is Easier,
yep.
Right? Set
let's
this one up for us.
Yeah, so Sleeping is Easier is about the little battle in your head that happens that maybe sometimes doesn't get resolved.
Go for it.
Sleeping is easier. Thinking is easier.
Awesome. You're listening to Chessa Rich, music off of the new album, Deeper Sleeper, that's coming out on Friday. And again, album release show on the 29th at Cat's Cradle Backroom. More from Chessa and another song when we come back after this on Live and Local on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined tonight by Chessa Rich, whose new album is called Deeper Sleeper. It's not out yet, but it will be on Friday. Several singles have already dropped, and there's an album release show coming up at Cat's Cradle Backroom, along with Skylar Gadaz. Joseph Terrell joining us in the studio as well, supporting the music. He's also playing on the album, and we'll also be playing at the show, too.
Indeed.
Yeah. Bigger band at the show as well. So super excited about it. Get tickets online at catscradle.com. Not the only album release show you're doing, too, right? There's another one.
Yeah, there's a Greensboro one.
Greensboro, right?
Also, yeah. I'm from Burlington.
Okay.
And I play in this band, Night Blooms. It's Greensboro-based. Mm. And I'm afraid to say this on the air, but...
But now I have to.
Wilco is playing in Greensboro the night of my... Carber release show, and all my Greensboro bandmates were like, "Sorry, we'll go." So,
but they will have been there 2 days earlier, right?
Right? Exactly.
So
but
it's all
then
good.
I added the Greensboro show, and they were like, "Thank you so much."
Just for them.
Yeah, it's just for them.
That's fair. That's fair. So you said the album's been done and like on the internet for you. How many people have actually heard the entire thing all the way through, and what has their reaction been to like the songs that are not yet out in the world?
That's a good question. I had when the record was mastered, which I guess was like a little under a year ago, maybe a year ago, I had a listening party at my house for my close friends. Mm. And that was really fun because it kind of blew their minds, I think. There was a lot of, like, we turned the lights off and it was kind of like, you know, there was a lot of like, what? You know, and like the more upbeat ones. I think people are psyched about it, and it's been really cool to hear like people's different favorite tracks.
Yeah.
You know, that are like, you know, I love all the tracks the same, but there's definitely ones that you feel closer to, and it's interesting to hear that people really like this one. You're like, oh, did not expect that.
Because sometimes there's overlap for me, like when an artist puts out an album, like drops a couple of singles first, like, okay, yeah, those singles are the best ones off the album. And then sometimes I'll listen to an album, it's like, okay, those songs are fine, but this one here and that one, like when you played Mary, that was the first time I'd ever heard that song.
Oh.
That's great. Like,
oh,
that's a
thanks.
Great song.
Thank you.
Hopefully
people like the other songs too, not just singles. But I will say there's a little... the album opener has not been released yet, so that's just a little nugget for people to look forward
to. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's not my album, so I can say.
Yeah.
Every single one of them is so good.
Okay, so don't spoil your favorite. What's your second favorite? Your second favorite.
My second favorite's Mary.
It's great, right?
Yeah.
That's a really good song.
Yeah, that one's fun too, and it's like a very, I'm excited for people to hear that one. It's kind of epic.
Yeah.
My favorite hasn't been heard yet either. It's crazy. This is the deep,
really?
Deep record.
Wow.
Nice.
A Deeper Sleeper.
How many songs are on it?
Nine.
All right.
Yeah. But one of them is like 6.5 minutes.
Right. What's next for you after this? You got a couple of shows and then what happens?
I've got some tour dates. I don't know if they've been announced yet. With some opening. Yeah, I'm opening for the Connells.
Awesome.
In like Birmingham and Atlanta this summer.
Nice.
I am really excited to book more shows.
Super
with
cool.
My band. I'm playing some other like festival-y, like local festival-y type stuff this summer, but I'm really psyched to play more shows and also like start writing more music again because I haven't. It's been hard for me to write in the like heavy marketing phase of this process.
Makes sense.
It doesn't like jive with my personal headspace that I need to be in to create freely, but yeah.
People want to find you online or find more about the album, where do they go?
They can go to my Facebook, my Instagram. They're both Chessa_Rich. And Sleepy Cat's website is great, but yeah, Instagram and Facebook is the place where I'll put everything you could ever want to know.
Sounds good. Yeah. Again, the album is Deeper Sleeper. It's out on Friday. Mark your calendars and buy your tickets now for the album release show at Cat's Cradle Backroom. Saturday the 29th, Skylar Gadas will be there as well. If you're going to Wilco in Greensboro that night, you can always go to Greensboro on Thursday the 27th, right?
Yes.
And check out the other album release show there too. So many, many options to see Chess and get this music live. Let's hear one more song. What are we going to wrap up with?
Okay, so this one's called Dirty Wine Glass. It is out. There's a really cool music video that I made with my friends Sandra Davidson and Cameron Laws and Karen Lawns. And we're going to do an acoustic version of it, which is closer to how I wrote it. So
love it.
This is a never before heard by the people outside of my family.
Nice. Go for it. Album is Deeper Sleeper. It's going to be out on Friday. Album release show Saturday the 29th at Cat's Cradle Backroom along with Skylar Gadas. Get your tickets today at the Cradle's website, Chessa_Rich on social media. So go there and find out more. And looking forward to that album coming out in just a few days. Chessa Rich, thank you so much for being with us in the studio.
Thank you so much. That was really fun.
And we're going to have more as Live and Local continues after this on 97.9 The Hill.